Hello and welcome to the Style Stories podcast with me, your host, personal stylist Lisa Gilby. This is a podcast that discusses style, image and fashion. So if you are looking to improve your personal style, if you just like some tips on what's hot from the shops and some style advice, then this is a podcast for you. Before I let you know what today's show is all about and introduce my guest, I just want to let you know about a very exciting new service that I have launched. It's called the 60-Minute Styling Session. So you can book a power hour with me for me to look through your wardrobe and help you to really get clarity on your personal style. I'll listen to any problems you've got, any events you've got coming up. And after the session, I will send you some links of specific items I recommend that really suit your personal style to shake up your wardrobe and make you excited about your style again. If you would like to work with me directly on your wardrobe and you don't want to work with me one-to-one in London, which is what I usually do with my personal styling clients, then this is a perfect alternative. The link to this brand new session is in the show notes below. You just need to click there and you can read a bit more about the service and then you can just book straight in. The calendar's there and the available dates are there for you to book. So I hope to see a few of you over on Zoom soon. Got a great chat lined up for you on the podcast today. I was joined by the wonderful Maxine Sumner Woolley. She is Dressed to the Max over on Instagram, where she's got around 35k followers. Go and check her out. She shares lots and lots of great content around fashion, beauty and lifestyle. Today on the podcast, we talked about why Maxine hates the fashion police, don't we all? How to look good after the age of 50, and also how she is a Kylie wannabe. We covered lots, we went off on tangents, we talked about great jeans. It's a great episode, I hope you enjoy it. I'm very excited to welcome onto the podcast today, Maxine from Dressed to the Max. Maxine, welcome, thank you for joining me.
Hello, thank you very much for asking me, I'm excited to be here.
I'm just excited about the new way I'm having people on the podcast to talk about specific style areas, you know. So I had Patricia Jones on recently and she was fantastic, and we did a petite episode because, you know, people struggle in the shops because we're not off the peg people. Do you know what I mean? It's like we're not.
I'm not off the peg. I am definitely not off the peg.
We are not off the peg. And who wants to be off the peg? Not me.
No, that's very true.
So, yeah. I want to talk about shopping difficulties and, you know, because people listening at home, I know it's tricky to sort of find your personal style and to, you get stuck in style ruts and, you know, that's why it's great to use Instagram for inspiration to people like you. And I've got the questions to ask you in a second, you know, to you on Instagram for inspiration, but where to shop, because I don't know how you feel, but the high street has really changed, like so much is closing down.
I think, you know, there's nothing like seeing something in the flesh, is there? Feeling it and thinking to yourself, isn't this lovely? But I must admit, I do most of my shopping online these days. It's a nuisance, yeah, because it's a nuisance when things arrive and they don't fit, or they're not right and they don't suit and you've got to send it back. Although, especially when they're not very good with their returns. But I still love shopping in the flesh. The difficulty is, though, you know, if you've got an idea in your mind of what you want, I'll often think, I know exactly what I'm looking for. And so you Google it and you get all these different, I think, that's it. Track it down, order it, it arrives. Great. You can't do that on the high street, can you? Do you know what I mean? It's hit and miss. Especially when there's not enough shops anymore.
Yeah, I mean, what's closed down, like things off the top of my head, Monsoon, don't really have that. Jigsaw's closing down left, right and centre. I saw a Phase 8 has closed down off Oxford Circus the other day. I mean, it's sad because it's quite a nice...
It is really sad. And you go into a department store, so like John Lewis, and they have a lot of these as concessions, but they don't have the full range or they don't have all the sizes. So it's just tough. I think it's really tough.
Well, it's the sizes thing as well, isn't it? Because this is what I was chatting with Patricia about. You know, she sort of struggles going into a shop and sometimes there's just like a tiny selection in a dark corner. You know, like you say, it's nice to go out to the shops. For for me, actually for a leisure activity as well. I love a browse. I love to walk around, go and have a little look, you know, maybe try some random things. All of that is a nice leisure activity. And it seems to be...
And, you know, that's when you get the things that probably you wear the most. Because you see something on a rail, you try it on and it fits, it's lovely, and you fall in love with it and you wear it to death.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get that with online shopping, do you? I don't, anyway.
It's quite hard to online shop. It's that tracking things down and then ordering them and then, you know, but then you've got the convenience of sitting in at home, I suppose, trying on a few different things.
And thinking about the changing room, I you know, we're sort of going down a little track here, but changing rooms, I hate changing rooms. They're hot and stuffy. And I always feel a certain amount of pressure to get the thing on, you know, see, does it fit, get it off, get out, you know, because there's queues. There's often, if it's busy, there's a queue of people waiting. And it's even worse if I'm filming myself, which I do in changing rooms. And then, you end up all just, and things stick. And sometimes if you ever had that experience, you know, you get it on, you can't get it off.
I hate
around, and I'm thinking, please don't zip burst. Please don't.
No, at least when you're at home, you can sit at home and it's fine. But they do it as well. Yellow overhead lights, which is quite insane. My arms look like they're made from corned beef when I'm in change.
Lights. They show up, you turn around, you know, in a nice skirt or a pair of pants or something, and you can see every lemon dimple on your bone, can't you? Oh, my God.
Seriously.
That skin brushing immediately and rubbing in the anti-cellulite cream.
Oh, exactly. It's not good for the self-esteem, but I tell you what.
No.
Just quickly, Maxine and I are wearing almost the same tops. If you're watching...
Very similar.
We've both turned up with this kind of like cream ivory top with like brown pants on. It's quite strange. And also Maxine is living in Essex and I grew up in Essex. So we've got a couple of...
We've been having a little chat about that, haven't we? Similar experiences growing up.
Exactly. So I've got a few questions that I just want to go through because just to get to know a bit more about you, Maxine on Instagram, and she has got some fantastic outfits. And like I said at the beginning, you're not off the peg, Maxine. I'm not off the peg. Just, I think the thing that really came to me from your Instagram as well is that you're really empowering, you know, to accept yourself and to be confident in what you wear and to really enjoy your clothes, whatever shape or size or age you are. I started this podcast because I was really fed up of reading guides saying you can't do this over 40, you mustn't wear that, you're not allowed to, you know, you've got to kind of hide away, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're the opposite of that. You're a voice saying, listen, you can wear what you want, you just be confident and happy. And I love that.
Yeah. I don't like the fashion police. I must admit, it's something, you know, it really gets on my nerves. But then I've never liked being dictated to by anybody about anything. I must admit, though, when I turned 50, I really felt a bit of a loss. You know, I was peak perimenopause. My brain was all over the place. You know, I had every symptom going. I felt like a wreck. I was putting on weight, hand over fist as well. And I completely lost myself. I also had worked in banking for the best part of 30 years. I'd joined from a university. I'd had this great career that I loved, that I suddenly hated. And my husband said to me, you know, look, if you want to leave, we'll manage. So that was a scary decision. But I did, you know, I did take the jump and I left. And, you know, but I didn't feel like me anymore. And I started looking at Instagram and I started looking at all of these ladies on there. They were all so much younger than me at the time. And there was one or two that were a similar age, but not many. And I thought, you know, there must be other women out there that feel like me, that are going through menopause, empty nester, feel like they've lost their purpose in life, don't know what the hell they're doing. But want to get back to enjoying clothes, wearing makeup, being fashionable, you know, and just enjoying life again. Because it's almost like you're going at 100 miles an hour and then you hit this wall of menopause and there's a lot of things going on at the same time. You know, your parents are getting older, your children are leaving home, career changes, all that kind of stuff. And it's a lot. It's a lot. And I think what suffers is you as an individual, as a person. I certainly did. And so I started my Instagram account because I wanted to regain myself. And I thought there must be other women out there that want to join the tribe, that want to be part of this group. And that's what I've got now. I call them my gorgeous gang. They interact with me daily. They send me loads of messages. I talk to them. I talk to them about everything under the sun. You know, everything that you could possibly think about when you're a woman of we're similar age, you know, in our 50s, all the menopause stuff. And just, you know, parents getting older, children leaving home, weight loss, weight gain, trying to look fashionable, finding the right clothes that'll fit you. All of that stuff. So, and it's given me a new purpose as well, which is great.
I mean, it's amazing. And I think the thing is, the reason why it's just so much more powerful is that because you're doing it from the heart, from a place of authenticity. Whereas if you were a woman who was in Red Magazine with an article, it's still interesting to read that. And it still has a place, but it's created by the journalist, the magazine,
I absolutely, I get what you mean. I mean, during lockdown, you know, because we couldn't go out, I used to order clothes in. I used to do Zara try-ons and stuff, and I think that's when my account started growing, because I used to do these try-ons and I'd put them on. I'd say, can you see what's wrong with this? You know, so like it'd be a scoop neck top that I'd be showing half my chest off. And I would end up laughing. And I knew that they would be watching laughing as well. And I know that from the response that I used to get. But I think it's because I just represent women like me that probably, you know, curvier than you want to be, worried about the odd wrinkle, grey hair, all the rest of it. And I just, you know, and I make fun of myself, I make fun of the situation, but I also emphasise all the positive stuff, because that's something that I've come to realise, actually, is when you get through menopause, there's so many positives that come out the other side. You know, I actually feel liberated now. You know, it's like almost like having a second childhood, because your children are grown up and you haven't got that responsibility. It's a little bit different with my parents, because obviously they're getting older. So I'm the one that looks after them now rather than them looking after me. But I think midlife can be, if you've got the right mindset, midlife can be a brilliant time.
Mindset is the huge one, because I think what you've done is very brave, you know, to go away from quite a secure job, you know, that you had, and, you know, working in banking, steady Eddie.
I had structure. Yeah. Every day on structure.
Exactly. And to go, you know, you've made a success of what you do. And the reason, you know, is because you are, I can tell just for these few minutes of talking to you, you're just so yourself. You're just authentically yourself, which is a huge part of my, that's a real value of
mine.
And the podcast as well, you know, and it's empowering for people, because people want representation. They want to feel like they can relate.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. I think it's a lot of people. That's the thing that people say to me a lot, is that I'm relatable. I'm not unreachable, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because I'm Mrs. Average. I'm, you know, although I am below height, average height, What is 5 foot I'm just about 5 foot two. I like to say 5 foot two. I'm not sure I'm quite 5 foot two.
Rounding it up.
And I'm a size 16, but I sort of bounce around. That's the other thing. I am a bit of a yo-yo dieter. But what I was going to say is that during my banking career, I was a coach and a mentor, and I did loads of mentoring, mainly for younger women who were starting their careers or had hit a particular block with their career. And I also did a lot of mentoring and coaching for disadvantaged people that weren't working for my company. They were out in the community. And I did all of that training and all those qualifications with my employer, which was fantastic. So I actually, I started coaching and mentoring myself. Do you understand what I mean? But that's how I really got going, because you doubt yourself, don't you? When I started Instagram and I see all these wonderful women and they're doing these fantastic things, and there's a bit of you thinks, I could never do that. And then that's where my coaching and mentoring kicked in. They thought, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do that. You can do that. So, and that's, again, I think, all about that authenticity, because I still am vulnerable, mm-hmm. I suffer all the same emotions that everybody else does.
Dave, that's about authenticity, totally. I mean, this is the first question I was going to ask you, which is, how you got to where you are sharing outfits as an influencer. And, thank goodness you were brave enough to do that. And people, we evolve all the time as human beings. So
yeah.
You're in this new phase. So obviously your old life didn't fit for you anymore. This part of
it was wonderful. It was a wonderful life until it wasn't. Do you understand what I mean?
100%.
The last couple of years were a slog. I was dragging myself into work. I loved the people, but I just didn't enjoy the work anymore. And I've always been a creative person. I studied art at school and at college. And my teachers wanted me to go on to art college, actually, but I just thought, there's no money in there. After university, I did history at university and went into banking. So yeah, that's, I think that's Instagram for me, and social media is a very creative outlet. I've always been keen on the amateur dramatics as well. I love all of that. And I think I am a little bit larger than life. I'm a bit out there. I'm always...
You've got a lot of charisma, definitely. And it's interesting. You're obviously creative, and this is a lovely creative outlet for you, which is a part of you that you needed to explore. And I just think, I know this is going to sound hippy dippy, but I believe this. I believe that the universe gives you things when you're supposed to get them. And it's like, this was a side of you that needed to be explored and that you're absolutely thriving in, where, I was the same. I started in fashion. I ended up going into court. I thought, I want my own flat. I need to earn some money.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go to art school.
Yes. I was like, I'm not going to get a flat if I work on this market store or in the shop, which is what I was doing a lot of at the time, just working in retail. And I went into corporate banking deliberately, but it was wrong. I mean, I probably did it for in total about 12 years, I think. I ended up at Coutts Bank, but in my soul, it wasn't the right... It wasn't feeding me in a really important fundamental sort of deal.
Yeah. Mm.
It was paying good money.
Paying the bills. Yes.
Paying the bills.
I think for me, the reason I enjoyed the side of banking. I worked in corporate banking, personal banking, and private banking. I was in corporate banking for a long time. And then my last 5 years of my career, I was in private banking. But the vast majority of my career, I was a line manager, and thus I did a lot of this coaching and mentoring and developing other people. And that was the vast majority of my job. But as those last few years, it really got down to being very focused on the numbers, and the itty bitty of things. And it just used to drive me insane. It just drained all the joie de vivre out of me. Do you know what I mean? So rather than congratulating people on what they had done, I was constantly moaning at them for what they hadn't done. And I was just like, this isn't me. It isn't me. Because I'm not a negative person. I'm a glass it's a cliche, the glass half full, but I always find the positive in every situation. You know, I'll always look for that silver lining, that, you know, what's the good out of this? You know, what am I going to take from this? You know, look, I'm coaching myself even there, saying, right, okay, this is a bad situation. Where's the good in this? What am I going to take from it?
But this is why it's so important to know yourself, to know, you know, like what really drives you, what moves you, what are your values? What do you need from life? And, you know, you knew that was sucking something from you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And now you're in the fashion space, which is and creative space. So a bit more about the fashion side of things.
Okay.
Because I love your outfits. I love the way you do your twirls and everything on your Instagram. So yeah, was there a pivotal style moment in your life? So any moment when you realised what your style aesthetic was? Or is it just something that's kind of...
No, because if I'm absolutely honest, I don't really know what my style aesthetic is. I only know if when I put it on, it feels right or it doesn't. And my mum worked in the fashion industry her whole working life. So I grew up with a mother that was in the, you know, she was a dressmaker, but she worked for other companies. And she used to make the samples for big fashion, you know. I mean, we could go into John Lewis and she would walk up and go, oh, that's one of mine. And she'd be able to take it off, you know. It was so, and she used to make all of my clothes. And then when I got to my teens, I would take things out of magazines and I'd say to her, can you make me this, Mum? You know, so I always had something a bit different.
Yeah.
And then she taught me to sew. So then I was making my own clothes. I mean, I still do a lot of alterations on my own clothes now. I need to, because trousers, I'm always taking trousers up, skirts up, altering dresses, whatever. Yeah. And I think my style sort of evolved from that. I'm not what you would call a very casual person. You know. I can't go out wearing a sweatshirt and a baseball cap. That I would never do that. That's not me. So I think I'm quite classic in my style.
Right.
But I'm also very feminine. So yeah. I like, in the summer, I love a dress. I love a swishy skirt. I love a frill. So I like detail on clothes. But equally, I love a nice pair of tailored jeans, boots, loafers with a nice skirt, you know, a nice shirt, blazer. But then I'll add, as I've got on now, a leopard print belt with this pattern. I mean, I like to mix things up a little bit. So, yeah, I don't think there's ever been any one pivotal moment. And I like to push myself. I like to try things outside of the, you know, I'll go in and I'll try different styles on in a shop, say. Even if I look and think that's never going to suit me, but I think, oh, go on, I'm going to try it on just to see. And some things, you know, I end up laughing at myself, and other things, I think, oh, actually, this, I really like this.
So you've got to experiment.
Absolutely. But I am also, somebody once described, this is a very good, probably a very good descriptor of me and my style. A guy that I used to work with once said to me, I came in one day and he said to me, do you know, Maxine, you always look so well put together. And I think that describes my style. I'm well put together.
That's what most people want. They just say, you know, my clients, my personal styling clients, I'll say to them, what do you want? I just want to look put together. That's probably the thing that most people say, you know, is just to look put together. Not like you've tried.
Yeah.
But it's nice to feel put together. I'm the same as you. I wouldn't go out wearing really scruffy kind of, you know, jogging bottoms cap. There's something I feel too undone. I like to feel, it helps me to kind of get on with the day as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like dress down days at work. can't do it.
No.
I'll do a dress down day. Because I can't work if I haven't got my work uniform.
Yeah. That's the mindset thing again. Mindset is everything. So who are your style icons and why? Do you have any style icons?
I do. And my, you know, like, you know, when you think famous people, Kylie Minogue.
Interesting.
This is, do you know what? I've always loved Kylie.
She's super
right wrong. Right. She's the same age as me. And I had a bit of a rocky road in terms of relationships and what have you. And I always used to think, oh, you know, if she's single, if she can't find love, then I'm in good company.
Yes.
And I just love her. I just, you know, when she, right from the start, and when she did, and because I've got curly hair as well, like she has. And when, you know, when she did the comeback, spinning around in those gold hot pants, oh my God. I think she is amazing. And I think the fact that even now, at, you know, she's 56 in May, that she just wears what she wants. She does what she wants. She looks fantastic in everything. I'd love to have her figure, but my genetic makeup would never look like that. But she is. So when I was younger, I'd go out clubbing and I would wear, oh, the gold lamé and velvet miniskirts and, you know, and I had long blonde curly hair in those days. Yeah, so I was a bit of a Kylie wannabe.
Kylie wannabe, there you go. I haven't had that one before.
But you know, you see her. She's really feminine, isn't she? But then she'll wear gorgeous suits and...
She always looks really together. But also, I'd say she's incredibly feminine, actually. And really, really...
Yeah, absolutely. And then I also, Audrey Hepburn, I really loved her style.
Yeah, immaculate again, and very classic. So neither of them...
Can you see where I'm going? You can see where I'm going, can't you? That's the style that I like. Both of those ladies, very classic.
Yeah.
But with a few quirks.
So they're not. So there's no street style in there, Maxine. I'd say
no. I'm not a street style kind of person. Oversized, baggy. I just feel ridiculous. You know, you put stuff. I think, oh God, I look ridiculous dressed in this. Look like I'm wearing my granddad's old jacket.
It's not your vibe.
No, not at all.
It's just as helpful to know what isn't for you as what is for you, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So I was going to ask you as well, I'd love to know, get a bit specific about brands, where you shop for your taste and your body shape. Do you have go-to brands that you love? I saw you had a pair of jeans on your Instagram, actually, a wide leg pair. Were they from Cotton Traders?
They were. They are from Cotton Traders. Yeah, absolutely.
I might rebrand the podcast "Where to Find Your Jeans" because I just
think. Yes. Well, denim. I've recently discovered Abercrombie and Fitch, and they do fantastic. In fact, I'm wearing a pair of their jeans today. Really, really comfy. They also do them in a curve love, so you can get your normal size, but they add a couple of extra inches to accommodate ladies with larger hips and bottoms like me. And you know, if you're somebody with a bit of a belly, you know, because often you say, so if you're a size 16, you buy a size 16 and then they're tight through the hips. I find that with Marks and Spencers. So for me, but covering just shopping generally. So this blouse I'm wearing today is Hobbs. Love Hobbs. It's been a privilege to have worked with Hobbs. I think they probably very much my style, that sort of classic style. And then I added my own bits to give it more of an edge. And actually, I quite like River Island. You know, really? You see some of that. Yeah. See, I haven't got loads from River Island, but I often go in there and think, oh, that's nice. And that's good because they've got a shop near me in Colchester. So I can go in and actually look at the limited stuff. Where else do I shop? I was thinking because I shop online. Dresses. You see, in the summer, I do wear a lot of Pink Lemons Boutique. Love her dresses.
I don't know Pink Lemons, actually.
They're based in Cornwall and they have beautiful cotton, floral dresses. Fantastic for the summer. They just really fit me as well. I love them. Do you know what? I do shop from a lot of boutiques.
Right.
If I look at my wardrobe now, I don't have huge amounts. I'm just looking here. There's a blue cashmere jumper here and it's Tabitha Webb, but it was from Sass and Edge, which is another boutique. They're in Winchester, but they're online. I buy quite a lot of cashmere from places like Land's End.
Yeah.
And Denner Cashmere. I love Ganni. I've got coats. All my coats are from Ganni. Loads of coats. My coats are either from Hobbs or from Ganni. They're my two favourite places for coats.
That's some great tips there. Do you shop in John? So what have you got in Colchester? You've got River Island. You've got quite a few of the high street stores there.
It's Fenix. So you can go in and they've got loads of different labels, haven't they?
Yes.
So I've recently started buying the odd bit in Rees. But in the sale. I'm a big sale shopper.
Right, yeah. I mean, I love a sale shop and I do love a boutique as well, but Rees is not my style, probably because I'm not classic. I rarely find something in Rees that's for me because it's just, it's very smart and classic. If Coady was high street.
Blazers, yeah. And that Bowden, that was the one I was struggling. I really love Bowden for blazers. I love their trousers, linen. I wear a lot of their linen trousers in the summer. I have got a few Bowden dresses. I used to love them, but I feel like they've gone a bit off with the dresses recently. And I'm not keen. I'm not even that. The ones they brought out this year are pretty much the same styles that they had 2 years ago, which is a bit. Just different prints, but I absolutely if everybody needs sort of basics in their wardrobe, don't they? You know, that you can mix and match with other things, advisors.
Yes.
They're a great place to go for quality basics that don't cost the earth because they're all, because they've always got a discount on. If you wait long enough, you get a discount.
They do. Brilliant flat shoes, excellent flat shoes.
They are
really lovely. Sort of wide skirt, voluminous skirt with stripes on it at the moment. I've got my eye on sateen.
Yeah, really nice. That is lovely, that shirt, that one.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. So is there one particular item that you're wearing on repeat that's in your wardrobe at the moment?
Well, at the moment, I have been wearing on repeat a blazer that I got from Hobbs. It was, they sent it to me, which was wonderful because I saw it and fell in love with it. And it's a camel blazer. I think camel blazer, it goes with everything, literally goes with everything. And it's been on my Instagram page absolutely loads.
Oh, I'm going to check that out because I love a blazer. That's what saves me from looking like a total scruff bag is having
It's the Digby camel blazer. It's with wool. It's a great one for now for this time of year under a coat at the minute, and then I'll be able to wear it on by itself.
Fingers crossed soon because Easter is coming. I was going to ask you because I had written down here as one of the questions, dressing outfit tips for petites or curvy, anything you can share about around that. But I was going to say one specific question I'd ask you, would you advise tucking in your top or having your top out? This is something that I get asked a lot.
Right. Obviously, if people are watching, can you see? Tucked in.
Tucked in. I'm really glad you said that, because I agree, because people don't tuck.
You make yourself look... All right, I need to phrase this right. A lot of ladies are very conscious of a tummy or of their bottoms, hips, and so they feel that wearing things left out will disguise those areas of themselves that they don't like. Unfortunately, when you leave it out and it's loose, unless it's supposed to be voluminous, flowy, whatever, it has the opposite effect of making you look just like a big block. Certainly me, because I'm quite booby as well. So it just falls from my boobs and will just make me look like a just wide all over, like a big square.
It just, so, exactly, it's shapeless, isn't it?
So. Yeah. So this is, you know, you think back to the 1970s, 80s tent dresses, and women would be described as wearing a tent.
Yeah.
It's that kind of look. So, you know, but I understand how women have hang-ups about certain areas of their body and therefore are reluctant to tuck. But my advice to anybody listening would be tuck in. Even if you just do the little tuck at the front and leave the rest of it loose around the sides, it still gives you that bit of definition of waist. In actual fact, sometimes just tucking in, I do this with a jumper, just tuck the front bit in and leave the rest out, because kind of visually it brings it in, so you've got more, it gives you a waist.
Yeah.
So even if you haven't got a waist, that is quite a little tip actually, because it creates the illusion of a waist.
Yeah, and it creates a focal point of the outfit rather than everything just being oversized and not having
absolutely
whatever.
Yeah, and I'm a belt lover. I love belts. I have a massive collection of belts, and therefore, you know, so it always, I think when I stood up then you probably saw I've got my leopard print. Yeah, so my leopard print belts, I've got several different ones in different shades, and I love a leopard print belt.
I love a belt, but it's accessorizing as well. You know, it's just sort of finishing things off, the little finishing.
Yeah.
A belt and some nice earrings. You know, I wear these earrings nearly every day from Suzanne. I just love them.
I've got my Monica Bernarda hoops in and a little pearly necklace today.
Yes, it just finishes everything off. So my final question, because this has been a great back. I love going off on tangents. We've done a few little tangents today, which is... No, that's always a good thing. Finally, if you had to, we've sort of got here along the way anyway, but if you had to describe your style vibe in three words, because this is a really excellent way to find your personal style, what would your three words be? All quiet on the podcast.
Oh my goodness me, that is really hard. I suppose classic.
Yeah.
Feminine.
Yeah.
I think it's classic, feminine, a little bit flirty. Well, I was talking to a friend who said to me, she's actually on Instagram, and she said, and she knows Patricia, and she said to me, oh, no, I always think of you as sexy. I'll take that.
Love it. So classic, feminine, sexy, or classic, feminine, flirty.
I say flirty. Somebody else may say sexy. I think it's got some
brilliant. And that definitely fits Kylie Minogue's aesthetic as well. So,
yeah. That's quite right, isn't it? I'm still a Kylie wannabe.
I'm going to add some sexy into my looks, I think, Maxine. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Style Story.
You're welcome. I've enjoyed it. It's quite an experience talking about yourself, isn't it?
It is. It's like, I think, do you know what? I think most people quite enjoy talking about themselves at the end of the day. It's fun. But it's also, it helps you discover things if someone's sort of asking the question.
Oh, yeah. I know. But because of my training, I constantly want to ask you, so how about you?
I was a guest on a podcast recently and I loved it. I loved being on the other side of the...
Oh, and thank you so much for asking me. I've really enjoyed it.
Thanks so much, Maxine.
A huge thank you to Maxine for joining me on the Style Stories podcast, and that was her podcast debut as well. I think she did brilliantly. So that's what we want on this podcast. We love relatable, honest style advice. None of this one-size-fits-all approach telling us to buy more. Often you don't need more, you just need more ideas. Go and check out Maxine's Instagram, and she is Dressed to the Max. And I will put the link to her Instagram in the show notes before the episode. Remember, I've launched a brand new service called the 60-Minute Styling Session, and that's with me. I will work with you directly on your wardrobe, and it's something I can now offer to people who don't live in London, don't necessarily want to work with me one-to-one on their wardrobe, which is what I normally do with my personal styling clients. You can book me anywhere you are in the world, and you just need to click that link and you can choose a time that suits you, and we will get to work on your wardrobe. I hope to see you over on Zoom soon, and I will see you next time.